This is Help Wanted, the show that makes your work work for you. I'm Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
And I'm money expert Nicole Lappin. On Tuesdays, Jason and I answer the helpline and help callers solve their work problems.
And on Thursdays, I give you one way to improve your work and build a career or company you love.
And it starts now.
Okay, Nicole, on the count of three, I want you to answer this question. We'll both answer it. It's the holidays. Do you get gifts for people you like professionally, close professional friends? Do you get gifts for close professional friends? You ready to answer it?
Yes.
Okay. One, two, three. No.
Yes.
I knew it was going to be that. You and I have different opinions on gifting.
Wildly different opinions.
Wildly, which we established on an earlier version of this show back when Help Wanted was called Hush Money, our early baby podcasting days.
Our 1.0 version.
Yeah. So our gift to ourselves and to our listeners is that we're going to go back to a little bit of that episode and hear our disagreement, and then we'll come back to modern times and hash it out a little bit more. How's that sound?
A gift to posterity.
That's right. I do not like getting gifts. It creates an obligation. And so what I'm saying is that if I get a gift, but I have informed people that I'm not into gifting, I owe you nothing.
I don't expect anything when I give gifts.
Well,
I
you're actually not getting anything.
But I love giving gifts. If you want to opt out of giving me gifts, Jason, that's just fine. But you cannot tell me to opt out of giving you gifts, because I'm just going to shower you with them whether you like it or not. And it makes me happy.
So this is very interesting, because gifting is giving and giving is giving. And yet the thing that you just said twice was that it makes you happy. It is a selfish act. And that is the thing that drives me crazy about it, because getting a gift feels like an expectation has been handed to you, that I have to reciprocate in some way. And I don't know how to do that.
So what you're saying basically is that you don't like giving gifts.
No, I don't. I don't. But I also don't like getting them. I don't like any part of it.
You're like Scrooge. What?
No. I love people doing nice things. I love to do nice things for people. I don't like the productizing.
So, your love language is definitely not gifting.
Right. What does that mean? What is
a
love
language? So, there's five love languages, right?
There are five of them?
I think there's five, right? So, it's gifting.
French, Italian.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch. So with your wife, you don't give her any gifts and she doesn't give you gifts? How does that work?
So I do with my wife because I feel obligated. Can I be anonymous on this show now so she doesn't have to hear that? I feel obligated.
Hey,
I can't be the jerk who doesn't give his wife a birthday gift. I got to give her a birthday gift.
But you're not giving her flowers just on a random Tuesday because she's so awesome and gave birth to your two children.
No, but you know what I do? I get up at 6 a.m. with them so that she can sleep.
Okay, so then your love language is acts of service, right? So that's
yes.
Like an act of service. So you show Jen you love her because you do that for her. It's not through giving her flowers or, whatever, telling her, sending her sonnets.
Right. I'm no sonnets. I'm terrible at sonnets.
I think I have a gift-giving problem. I actually think I need an intervention. We are so different in so many ways, but I love giving gifts. And I don't expect anything in return, but I come up with the most random gifts after meetings that I go to. One time I had a meeting and we spoke about cat poo coffee. Did you know that was a thing?
No.
In Bali.
It's coffee made out of cat poo?
No, you
I mean,
like the, there's
anything's
like cat,
possible.
There's well, kind of like the cat eats the beans and then poos out the beans and then they're cleaned and that's
and
like
then
the
you
most
make coffee
expensive
out of
coffee.
This?
Yeah, so there was a Times article and I had this meeting and we talked about it, and so as a follow up, it's really hard to get guys gifts, by the way.
Never get me coffee made out
of poo. It's fine. That we can make a deal on. So I had my assistant at the time figure out how to find this cat poo coffee and send him over a bag of cat poo coffee. And I thought it was I was listening. I was being thoughtful. I've also sent somebody a box of Argyle socks when we talked about that in a meeting. And so I thought that was a nice touch. I go crazy with the gift giving.
Well, that was fun. It was a little trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, some things never change.
No, some things don't. I feel exactly the same as I did before. So that was recorded years and years ago. And here's the updates.
Like a pandemic happened. I've showered you with gifts.
Oh, a whole bunch of things. So number one is that I think the next year for my birthday after recording that episode, you sent me edible arrangements. You sent me like a...
Like the most obnoxious.
The most obnoxious. It had flowers. There were there were pineapples cut into the shapes of flowers. So that was funny. my kids enjoyed it.
Wasn't there like balloons? Like I wanted to just really lean into the most gifty gift.
Yeah, no, it was the most gifty gift.
Good. Okay, yeah. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, it was totally. And I appreciated it because it was done just to annoy me. Like there was something there's something that I liked about that. So then this past birthday of mine, you and Morgan sent me a little gift.
Oh, the gift.
Which was hard to get to me.
Yeah, this is evidence that I really, really like gifts. And I will go to some really, really fascinating lengths.
Or you just really like to annoy me with gifts and you will go to fascinating lengths.
Also that. So it was your birthday this summer.
That's right, July.
Happy birthday, belated birthday. Yeah. You were with your family and then you were going somewhere.
Yes. I was with my family in Boulder, Colorado, which is where we spend a lot of time. And then on my birthday, we went, and it wasn't actually a birthday trip. It was like a whole family trip. Just happened to, the time to book it was overlapping with my birthday. We were in the mountains. We were like in a weirdo sort of resort thing in the mountains. Yeah.
So weird. I later found out. So Morgan and I sneakily reached out to your dad.
Yeah. Who's very bad at keeping a secret.
He's the worst at keeping secrets. Like I don't like secrets. I'm really bad at playing cool. Your dad is the worst I've ever seen. And I say this with so much love. I want to be adopted by the Pfeiffer family.
Lots of love. You sent my dad an email, which was basically like, we want to send Jason something to surprise him. And he literally found me outside and showed me the email. And he's like, what should I do? And I was like, number one, don't show me this email. That's the first thing you should do.
Roy. You. So he sent back like where you guys were staying.
Yeah.
I didn't know at the time that he totally like just blew the surprise anyway. And I could have just sent you something like a bigger edible arrangement back in Brooklyn or something when you were back home. But instead, I call this
weirdo resort place
special resort that you were staying at. And it's a complete comedy of errors. I can't get somebody on the phone. When I do, there's like a 10-hour hold. They don't understand the concept of paying over the phone to send somebody a gift. Yeah. They don't really have gifts. I talked to the general store that was there and I was like, hey, and you just like put together a little smattering of things. They're like, no.
They're like, we have Tostitos. There's like nothing.
Don't do that.
In that general thing. Yeah, no, there's no, to be clear, there is like, there is no cell phone service in the mountains and also no customer service in the mountains. Like
zero.
It was just impossible.
Zero customer service. Lo and behold, I get somebody to figure out how to get some champagne or wine to your room before you arrive. And say something like happy birthday.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know if that happened. But I give them my credit card over the phone to pay for said makeshift gift.
About this part. Oh, this is the best part.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. This is the best part. Where then a couple of hours later, I have Amex alerts on my phone where it has like a pop-up notification when I get charged. You know, I'm paranoid like that. And I see like $5,000 from the like shit-ass customer service place come up. And then I see like another charge for like $3,000 and then $2,000. And I'm like, what the actual fuck? This was definitely not a bottle of Cristal that these folks were sending up for sure.
Right.
What is happening right now.
Right. Listeners should take a moment and consider what could have happened. Did they just buy an extreme amount of alcohol for me? Is that the answer? No.
No, it's not the answer. So I'm like, God damn it. I have to talk to these people again. Oh, did I have to talk to them? So I called and tried to get hold of somebody, tried to explain who I am and like what just happened. They didn't have a record. Somehow the same people didn't know what was happening or where you were. I finally figure out how to get to a manager to kind of connect the dots. And they're like, oh yeah, we put all the Pfeiffer's charges on your credit card. All of them.
Yeah. The call paid for the entire family vacation.
Like, I love you, Jason. I love Roy. He can do no wrong. He can tell you about all the surprises. I love Jen. I love the kids. I love your mom. I love all of you guys. I don't love you that much.
No. Nor should you. Nor should you.
It was like $10,000 maybe of charges.
It was an expensive.
You guys had a bunch of rooms. You had like whatever.
Oh, it was my parents, my full family, my sister and her full family. It was a whole thing. Yeah.
It was like a reunion that ended up on my Amex.
Thanks. We toasted you. We were so excited that you bought us a vacation.
A new car. It's coming next. And so I called and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how did this even happen? Like, in their right mind was like, these folks are checking in. Let's use the card that was used for a bottle of wine for literally everything.
So first of all, do you regret getting me a present? You have to think about this one. I like it. This is good. Maybe this means that I won't get a present next year.
No, no. Oh, you will. This one pushed me to the limit.
Yeah.
I do not regret it, Jason. I love you and I love gifting you. Even this will not stop me from showering you with gifts in the future. It makes it even better because like you're more annoyed by it.
I want to tell you a piece of data. Back in the Hush Money days,
you would come to the real studio with like data all the time.
Yeah. So here I am, like a good throwback. Okay. I got this pitch from a company called Birthday App. Apparently, it's like an app that reminds people of their birthday, people's birthdays. I don't know.
It's called Facebook.
It's true. They did what they called the biggest ever study related to gifting on holidays and birthdays. It was a whole bunch of data. The average person buys gifts for 8 different people in their lives, spending an average of $140. Interesting. But this is the one that shocked me. Stick around. Help Wanted. We'll be right back. Nicole, have you ever thought about the one that got away?
Jason, I am happily in a relationship. You know that.
No, the hire that got away. Someone that you thought was perfect for your team, but they were already with another employer.
Oh, well, in that case, I think about her all the time.
Well, it's not too late. You can reach out to that person on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else, even people who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
Okay, looks like it's time for me to shoot my shot.
Do it. And I know you may have your heart set on one person, but if you do want to open it up and post a role to a bigger applicant pool, you can do it for free at linkedin.com/helpwanted. And because there are so many professionals on LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within just 24 hours. So you'll never have a one that got away again.
Incredible. That's linkedin.com/helpwanted.
Yep. LinkedIn.com/helpwanted. Terms and conditions apply. Happy hiring ever after. Nicole, have you ever thought about the one that got away?
Jason, I am happily in a relationship. You know that.
No, the hire that got away. Someone that you thought was perfect for your team, but they were already with another employer.
Oh, well, in that case,
Yeah, I think about her all the time.
Well, it's not too late. You can reach out to that person on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else, even people who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
Okay, looks like it's time for me to shoot my shot.
Do it. And I know you may have your heart set on one person, but if you do want to open it up and post a role to a bigger applicant pool, you can do it for free at linkedin.com/helpwanted. And because there are so many professionals on LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within just 24 hours. So you'll never have a one that got away again.
Incredible. That's linkedin.com/helpwanted.
Yep. LinkedIn.com/help wanted. Terms and conditions apply. Happy hiring ever after. Welcome back to Help Wanted. Let's get to it. Nearly 70% of respondents, 70%, said that they think their employer should recognize their birthday. And when asked how, most, 43.6%, said that they hoped for a cake or a celebration versus only 15% that said they wanted paid time off. Now, I will tell you, Nicole, that Entrepreneur years and years ago had a managing editor named Linda. She's not with Entrepreneur anymore, who would find out everyone's birthday and then get a cake and get everybody together and everyone would sing happy birthday. They'd do the whole thing. And I was so horrified by this procedure that I very carefully hid when my birthday was so that I never had to be dragged out and given that cake and sung happy birthday to. Does it surprise you / would you want your employer to recognize your birthday with a cake or a celebration?
I don't have an employer.
Well, in the past, at CNN, at wherever.
No, I'm cool. No, I'm fine. I like to give gifts. Mm. I don't like to be the recipient of gifts as much.
Yeah.
Gifting is my love language that I show love. There's a different language that you receive love. Like, I receive love more in words of affirmation. Like, I would rather be told happy birthday, you're amazing, than like get a cake that is intended to show me
right
that I'm amazing and happy birthday. So the way I receive love is through acts of service and words of affirmation. The way I show love is usually through gifts.
Hmm. Do you get gifts for employees?
Yeah. What does Morgan want?
I don't know. Morgan can come onto this call and
at and ask. Time.
But instead, what Morgan did is, as you were talking, she texted a link to Emily Post, the old...
Oh, what does Emily have to say about this?
Emily Post, the old etiquette company, says, should I give gifts to my direct reports? It is your call. Nice gesture if you want to do it. But importantly, this is what was highlighted. If you do decide to give gifts, give across the board. For example, don't give to only one department head, but not the other two. Good gift ideas include gift certificates, tickets to a theater or a sporting event, books and food items, which reminds me that I think the only time I was ever working somewhere where the boss got gifts for everybody, which was back at Boston Magazine very early in my career, our editor-in-chief would get everybody a book. Like, everybody got a book, but it was a different book. Like, he put thought into what book he was buying everyone. And that was nice. I often didn't want to read the book that he gave me, but I appreciated the thing that he was doing for the team.
Yeah, that's cool. Being part of bigger talent agencies, they always do something like that for all clients, because I guess that's like another work relationship. Like, do you get stuff for clients? Mm. They sent out something that was like a charity donation for all of their clients or something, like the same thing for everybody. There's a slippery slope. Somebody on our team was working for, you know, another show back in the day and got a really weird smattering of gifts, which I guess can cut a different way, right? If you get used, re-gifted,
oddball shit. Things, yeah.
Is that worse than getting nothing at all? I don't know.
I guess maybe it depends on the story you get to tell. Do you get gifts for your boss? I say no, or at least I'm not going to.
I don't know. I think something thoughtful. Like, I think if it's come up and somebody wants something that is time or like effort, I don't know. I think if something like that is relevant, then that's thoughtful. I think the part of the blanket gift for everybody takes some of the thought and care out of it, so it doesn't feel as impactful.
What about, do you get gifts for clients?
I mean, I have recently received a bunch of random shit, like from our lawyer. They sent caramels.
Well, you can get worse things from lawyers.
Yeah, like more billable hours. I was like, hey, I'll give you back the caramels. Can you take off like half an hour from the last bill? That would be awesome. I don't know. Because I got caramels, am I more likely to use them as a lawyer? I don't think so. I think, it like goes back to the generic thing. I think that if like you think of it as tipping, which is often people that work for you in your personal life, dog walkers, babysitters, you know, housekeepers, whatever. I think Emily Post says you should give a day's wage as a holiday tip. Mm. So I would love that. That would be much more meaningful to me in business if they could give me a billable hour. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I have to say on the client question, this might be, hadn't thought about this until right now, the one that I'm the most comfortable with. Like, I would do it if I had clients to send gifts to. And I am the recipient as a client of many gifts. My book agent, for example, every year, who's also a friend, but always sends like the same cookies, but they're good cookies. It's like a whole tin of cookies. And I like this because it just shows up at your house and you know it was sent to everybody. So it doesn't have that thing that I hate about gifts, which is that it feels like you've given me a responsibility.
Of course, we completely disagree on this. Yeah.
Yes. But I think it's fine because it's just good business. I recognize that it's good business. And usually the things that show up for client gifts are fine. Who doesn't need some more cookies?
Although I did receive something from a client that was just like all of their branded swag.
Oh yeah, that's weird. That's lame.
And I didn't know what to do because I don't want any of it. And so I took a picture of it and then threw it away. But I was like, thank you. Because like, you know, unless your swag is super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody wants that.
I could do without that.
You know, socks. I wear a lot of swag socks. That is the one piece of swag I'm very happy with because I always need socks. I don't know. Does this happen with everyone else or just me? But like I wear socks out so fast. Like the heel just disintegrates on my socks.
That's like more of a guy thing, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something to help wanted socks. Like help is wanted for Jason's feet.
Hmm. Help me come up with a joke for this. I have nothing.
The awkward in me sees the awkward in you.
And that's the greatest gift of all. Help Wanted is a production of Money News Network. Help Wanted is hosted by me, Jason Pfeiffer.
And me, Nicole Lappin. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. If you want some help? Email our helpline at helpwanted@moneynewsnetwork.com for the chance to have some of your questions answered on the show. And follow us on Instagram @moneynews and TikTok @moneynewsnetwork for exclusive content and to see our beautiful faces. Maybe a little dance?
Oh, I didn't sign up for that.
All right. Well, talk to you soon.